It's 8:56, 66 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. It's time to check commodities on this Wednesday. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like kind of a mixed start for today. Dollar trade is firm. Crude trade is backing off, but still holding above the $71 a barrel level. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system, so that's a little bit of a disappointment, but we'll try to take it in stride. Current price action, May corn currently up a penny at 403 and a quarter. July corn, 411 and a half, up a penny as well. And new crop December, 428, up 0.75 cents. Looking at the soybeans, May beans at 1008 and a quarter, down 10 and a half. July beans, 1011 and 3/4, down 10 and a quarter. And new crop November beans, down 9 cents at 1019 and a half. In the wheat market basis, Chicago, May wheat is down up 3 3/4 at 497 and a quarter. July wheat is at 513 and a quarter. And December wheat is 551 and 3/4. For Kansas City wheat, May wheat is up 4 1/4 at 514. July is 532, up 4 1/4. And December wheat is up 3 1/2 at 559. Minneapolis wheat, up 4 3/4 basis to May at 611. And July wheat is 617 and a half, up 4 1/4. Looking at the livestock trade, cash cattle a little bit disappointing yesterday, slipped about $5 in several markets. Seasonally, this is to be expected and may persist for several weeks. Hogs a little less defined, but do appear to be firming up just a little bit. Looking down the road at the charts, it looks like a glass half full, but it may take a few weeks for the overall situation to develop any traction to the upside. Fund activity has been the driving force, but they have been cutting their length in corn and beans and building back their short position in wheat. Watching the weather to see if things even up, we have several folks wanting to dry out and finish up planting, while others are done planting and will probably finish up spraying and side dressing by the end of next week. Ethanol production numbers and inventory numbers due out shortly may offer the market a little bit of direction. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill Gentry, joining us from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana, this morning. It's 66 degrees here in Urbana, coming up on 8:59. Let's check current conditions across the WIOL listening area this morning, and a pretty pleasant morning. Winds fairly mild so far in the early going today. We've got a temperature of 63 degrees in Bloomington Normal, up to about 64 in Decatur, 66 in Danville, 67 in Charleston-Mattoon, and up to 66 degrees in Rantoul. Winds out of the northeast ranging from about 5 to 15 miles per hour here this morning. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies today with a high of 82 degrees and a northeast wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight and will cool down nicely to a low of 57, northeast wind 5 to 10. Mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow with a high of 84 degrees. Again, a northeast wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 60. And for the day on Friday, partly cloudy and just a bit cooler with a high of 77 degrees. Stay with us. Coming up on AM 580, 2 hours of 1A with host Joshua Johnson, followed by the 21st with your host Nyla Boodoo. That's coming up here on AM 580. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 66 degrees coming up on 9 o'clock.